that was Jane City. Michael Head, A Slumber Song of the Madonna. Was that your world debut as a soloist? We can say later on in life she sang for the first time solo at Emmanuel Church. Well done, thank you so much. And Mike didn't know this when he made the announcements. He told us about Dot, and I can tell you about Maria. It's her birthday today. Yes. She is now 21. So happy birthday, Maria, and thank you for being with us, because those of us who were on Zoom yesterday for coffee morning heard that Maria came straight from work to the coffee morning, and her one dream at that time, and dream I use intentionally, was to be able to get to bed and sleep. So thank you. Our third Sunday in Advent. The true light that gives light to all people was coming into the world. We listen to the first hymn this morning, as you have on the order of service, O Little Town of Bethlehem. This week I forgot to ask somebody. I'll read the words you like with the red candles, please. Thank you. One candle, the first, was to remind us of the prophets. The second reminded us of John the Baptist. The third today's for Mary, who gladly responded to the call of God. Thank you. And I'd invite you to join in a word of prayer where we will end with the Lord's Prayer together. Let us pray.
We come,
we meet, we think of those who aren't here, who would love to be here, who can't be here. We think of your people everywhere. We come, we meet, we give you thanks, and reflect on our failings, trusting in your generous love and forgiveness. Thank you for who we are and what we have. Thank you for those who came before us, preparing a way for us. Thank you for those who had a vision of a church in this place, speaking to the neighborhood as well as to us. We want to be a sign of hope at this Christmas and every day. We thank you, O Lord, for the warmth that wraps us round on cold days, for the clothes we wear, for a home, for the food we eat. We thank you that as we approach Christmas, it may be quite different from everything in the past, but not the essential. The reminder that you chose the form of a babe to come among us. We thank you for friends, for family, some far away, some very near, for books, for music, for poetry, for paintings. We thank you for the freedom we have to worship, to be able to think, to speak. Oh Lord, all this is part of who we are, and we can't imagine living without it. And yet we live in a world where so many have none of all this. Forgive us then if we become complacent and look at the world only through our understanding and what we are and have. Forgive us if we forget to accept that which is different, for judging others because they aren't like us. Because it is you who created us how we are, different one from another, even if we look alike, and different because we don't look alike, we don't think alike. And yet coming together, we are your children, the human family that you saw and declared good. Forgive us if too easily we get used to what is wrong and we cease to care. Forgive us for accepting that which goes against your will, particularly if it doesn't touch us. Forgive us. Continue to love us. Have patience with us as we turn and follow your way. Transform us by your light, that we may create pathways and bridges to celebrate the fullness of life as you gave it to us all, reminding us in Jesus of the encounter, of the newness, of new possibilities. And we say to you this day, Lord, we want to be part of that, together with all your people everywhere. So as your family, we can call you Father, because you have called us your children. And we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lindsay will now lead us in the first of the readings.
The reading is taken from Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 to 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Thank you, Lindsay. You may have to read this one. Is that correct? Michael, read it. Not listen to it. There's been some mix-up with the number of, and I really did want you to listen to, this one you can. Yes, sorry, I'm mixing things up, I've jumped the gun. There's one of the carols that you will have to read and not listen to. We now listen to "I Saw Three Ships" by the King's College, Cambridge. It's been that week. Christmas Day, sing it as loud as you want, without a mask on if you're at home, and your bubble is your bubble. Pam is leading us in the first poem of the morning.
A Carol by Patrick Dickinson. What did you hear? Said stone to echo. All that you told me, said echo to stone. Tidings, said echo. Tidings, said stone. Tidings of wonder, said Echo to Stone. Who shall hear them? Said Stone to Echo. All people on earth, said Echo to Stone. Turned into one, Echo and Stone. The word for all coming turned into one.
Thank you, Pam, very much.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the shepherd shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
We can hear it. Annie Lennox singing "See Amid the Winter Snow."
See amid the winter snow. Tears.
Short poem, Moonless Darkness by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Moonless darkness stands between. Past, oh past, no more be seen. But the Bethlehem star may lead me to the sight of him who freed me from the self that I have been. Make me pure, Lord. For you are holy. Make me meek, Lord, for you were lowly. Now beginning, and always, now begin on Christmas Day.
Let's pray. Lord God, we ask that you would direct our hearts and minds towards you and fill us with your Spirit, bringing refreshing, renewal, peace and joy. You remind us in your word that you are faithful and carry our burdens. You tell us that you will renew our strength and you promise to give us rest as we come to you. We bring before you, Lord, the needs of our world, which is so great during this pandemic. We ask for your protection for areas currently unaffected, for their continued good governance and infection control. And we pray for areas needing stronger leadership and control measures, and pray you will guide people in making their own wise choices and decisions. And we praise you, Lord, for answers to prayer now that the first doses of the vaccine are being given. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing work of research scientists and medical staff. And we pray for your continued blessing on this work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we bring before you our own nation's troubles and pray for a fair and workable solution to the talks on our relationship with the EU. We pray for clarity and guidance for those whose businesses and jobs are affected and for a reliable supply of food in our shops. And we pray for those with uncertain work on minimum wages who already struggle to cope and are now even more worried about the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, for our own concerns here in Swindon and at Emmanuel. And we pray for those known to us, still struggling with the effects of COVID, either fighting the illness and its long-term effects, self-isolating to protect themselves and others, missing loved ones in care homes, missing family members and young children, those feeling isolated and forgotten after months of surviving on phone calls and emails. Let's bring our friends before you now in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that your ways are far greater than our ways and your thoughts far deeper than our thoughts. Thank you that you make all things new. You are close to the brokenhearted. You hear our prayers and know our hearts. Thank you for your daily powerful presence in our lives, that we can be assured no matter what we're facing, your heart is towards us, your eyes are over us, and your ears are open to our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And just to finish, a prayer by the Dean of Southwark, written for the COVID time. Ever-present God, be with us in our isolation. Be close to us in our distancing. Be healing in our sickness. Be joy in our sadness. Be light in our darkness. Be wisdom in our confusion. Be all that is familiar when all is unfamiliar. That when the doors reopen, we may, with the zeal of Pentecost, inhabit our communities and speak of your goodness to an emerging world. For Jesus' sake, amen.
In the new tier two in which we are, we can't linger, stay on too much, and talk to each other afterwards. So this is my chance, in the name of Emmanuel, to wish it was a less than stressful move, which is impossible, but as peaceful and as filled with joy and hope as you possibly can as you make your new home in Malmesbury. When time permits, we will inundate the house with greetings from Emmanuel, and we will take them personally, probably. So God bless you, guide you. I don't know if you have sold your house, but if not, may buyers knock at the door rapidly and desperately because they want to get your house, and may the boxes that now pave the way in may gradually turn the new house into a warm and welcoming home. God bless you, and our love to you. And you will never be visitors here, even if you do move away. May God forgive you for that. But all the very best. Not at all. We share our offerings as we come in, and there are two plates. One would be the usual Sunday morning plate. The other is the plate that will be there this Sunday and next, which is the usual retiring offering we have round about Christmas for Christian Aid. So if you've forgotten today, you have another opportunity on next Sunday and on Christmas Day, where there will be a service. But at this time, we dedicate the offering that is in the plate, that which we give through direct debits or in any other way, our time, our dedication, who we are and what we are, that God may use it to the extension of the kingdom so the world may know what love is, what hope is, and that we, human beings, in God's hands can make a difference to this world. Amen. And it's not in the order of service before Liz leads us here, but I realized last Sunday, when we have services, then we don't have services, and then we have services again, I forget a few details. You You may want to stand up and say the grace looking at each other in that opportunity, if standing is okay for you. If not, just crook your neck and turn around and wish each other the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Thank you. And now you can say, oh, I saw so-and-so in church today. Oh, did you see them? No, I didn't. Oh, well, then you didn't turn around enough. We're a jolly bunch, I think. Oh, sorry, Liz.
Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from the thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever.
Thank you, Liz. As promised, this Sunday and next, there will be no preaching, because it's the time for listening to carols and Bible readings and poems. But if you're desperate, if you feel withdrawn symptoms, because, yes, it can, it does happen to people, Edith, it does happen to people. The reflection that was written for this reading was sent out, and if anybody's interested, on the Emmanuel Facebook page, there is the fifth installment of the conversation that Mark Barrett and myself have on the readings of each Sunday, not on the reading, on the main reading, and the Magnificat is part of our conversation that is up there if you're interested. So if you're really desperate and feel that without a sermon it's not a Sunday, you can read it on a Monday as well, I mean to say, whatever makes your week, you have a written copy and you have something you can listen to and see. The offers are multiple. Sorry, Edith, for pointing you out. Hark, the herald angels sing. We listen to this, the final hymn of our service this morning.
Thank you.
us in integrity, clothe us in salvation, and adorn us with beauty and joy. And may the blessing of God, protector, perfecter, and spirit of joy surround us all our nights and days. Amen. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.